has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us and keep us in His grace. When perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father.
Continue with the opening versicles. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship him.
As we continue with Psalm 67, notice that at the halfway mark at Psalm verse 4, it jumps up to the next column there. May God be gracious to us and bless us,
and make his face to shine upon us,
that your way may be known on earth,
your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship him.
We pray together the prayer, the collect of the day.
Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the Day of National Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8, starting at verse 1. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines a son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God. By walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and for all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand as we speak the Alleluia verse. Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Alleluia. The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We sing the sermon hymn.
Sing to the Lord of harvest, sing songs of love and praise, with joyful hearts and voices, your alleluias raise. By him the rolling seasons in fruitful order move. Sing to the Lord of harvest a joyous song of love. God makes the clouds rain goodness, the deserts bloom and spring, the hills leap up in gladness, the valleys laugh and sing. God fills them with his fullness, all things with large increase. He crowns the year with blessing, with plenty.
text that we will think about for this evening's sermon is from the Luke 17 reading that we just heard. I reread several of the verses to start. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Do you realize this is the last Sunday in the church year? Sunday, this coming, last service, our last worship in this church year. This next Sunday, this coming Sunday, is the first Sunday of Advent. That's kind of like the Happy New Year type. Jesus is coming, we're preparing for Christmas. But we had the last Sunday of the church year, this past Sunday, and now we have a Thanksgiving. What are we giving thanks for? My eye is even better. I give thanks for that. I didn't realize how many tapes and stitches he still had in there, and he pulled them off yesterday, and I can see even better today. That's been bothering me, I don't know, since about May or June. I don't know if you knew that, but it's been getting worse and worse, and now it's quite clear. What about you in your life? What things have happened that God has carried you through these last 12 months since last Advent, 2019? Sometimes we are tempted by the world, the devil, or our own sinful thinking that Jesus sometimes cares about us and sometimes doesn't care about us. He's watching over us sometimes, sometimes not. But that is not the way Jesus is, and we see that in this text. And there's three main points I'll speak about, and you can just look at the title of the sermon there. The Lord Jesus wills to help. He wills to help. Secondly, he helps every. And third, he helps every sinner. Wills to help every sinner. We are tempted to think, oh, Jesus wants to help me on this, but not this. Certainly the world thinks that. But that is never the way Jesus is shown in the Gospels. He is shown always willing and wanting to help. His will is to help. These 10 lepers came to him, and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And that's an important thing there. They knew they were in trouble. In fact, they were quarantined. Lepers were not allowed to be with their families or anybody else in all of society except other lepers. They were by themselves. They were not allowed to get near anyone. In fact, you notice it says there, they called out to Jesus and they stood at a distance calling out to Jesus. They're really in trouble. And the way they approach Jesus and they're thinking about Jesus is, "Jesus, Master, help us." They're in trouble. And they were looking to Jesus to help them. They called him Master. Sometimes people will say, "Well, Jesus, you should help me." As if Jesus is our equal, or maybe we can actually tell Jesus what is the best thing. But if we're really in trouble, he is our Master. And we need whatever he can give to us. We need that. When we see our great need and come to Jesus, he wills to help always, always. Sometimes the problem is, we said, but that's not the help I wanted, then he isn't your master. You didn't really think you were in trouble because you thought you knew the solution. Jesus, master, help us. And he wills to help. He always will. And he will help every person. We have all kinds of categories in our minds about people, don't we? We have government categories, we have tax brackets, we have different types of businesses, we have different, and then we break into different ethnic groups and different histories and different cultures and different languages. So maybe in our church we have Germans and Norwegians and Finnish, and who else do we might have? Do you have a little Irish in you, or maybe a little Native American? But then you have Black Americans and people from Africa and Latinos. And then you have all kinds of other categories, economic categories, rich, poor, educated, less educated. You have whole categories of languages, and on and on and on, that we have these different categories in our minds of people. But Jesus just sees people who call out for help. So that in these 10, there was a Samaritan. The Samaritans were not liked. They weren't respected in general. So he wants to help every. We set up categories of maybe this person or that person, but for Jesus, it's every person that would call help to him. He wants to help. He wills to help. And he helps every sinner. We have our own estimates of where we are in life. Maybe we're sick. Maybe we're in trouble with our work. Maybe we're in trouble in family matters. We have our own estimates where we're at. But when a person calls out to Jesus, Lord Jesus, help me, Master, I'm in trouble. Jesus sees our problem. He knows what we're thinking. And these fellows were really in trouble with leprosy. But he looks very deep into the life of the person, into his or her life. And he looks deeper into that life, past that problem, even serious problems, and he looks into eternity for that person. For he wants faith in that person. He wants a relationship. He wants that person to trust him into eternity. And so when a person calls out, Jesus, Master, help me, he knows what we're asking about. He knows better than us. But even more so, he looks, but I also want to help you and give you life everlasting, now and through now into forever. And so often, we don't think like that. Every so often, we may get a glimpse like that. Oh, yeah, Jesus is helping me to believe in him for the rest of my life. But that's the first thing Jesus sees, is to help us to be with him forever. Because Jesus sees that we are sinners. And if you're going to be with Jesus forever, that sin needs to be forgiven. Those 10 lepers, Jesus died for them. He healed them, but he went to the cross for them. The one leper, the Samaritan, that came back and gave thanks to Jesus. It says that he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He worshiped Jesus. And that is faith. We don't know about the other 9. Did they maybe come to faith later or not? Not sure. But at this point, that one saw who Jesus was, and then he saw he is God. He worships and thanks him. And that person wanted to be with Jesus forever. This Jesus can help me with everything. I need him. So all these temptations to doubt Jesus or to twist what he's really about, we should be very careful. He really wants to help. And he helps those that would say, Lord, Master, help me. And it doesn't matter who the person is or what the situation, any person. And we should freely encourage others to go to Jesus. It doesn't matter your situation. Pray to him for help. He will receive any sinner because Jesus knows he needs to forgive us. We need that. And then we are in a faith relationship with him. He wants to help, but he wants to help us into eternity, forever. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you know our needs, you know our weaknesses, you know our strengths. You know better than we even that we need help. Help us always to turn to you as your disciples, as those who are your servants under you. You are our master. We ask you to help us out in our daily lives, our families, whatever we are facing, help us. And help us to receive and everything you give in faith so that we can thank you and praise you and believe in you. All these things, dear Jesus, we bring to you in your name. Amen. Now may the peace, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the Apostles' Creed. We stand for that. It's printed in the bulletin. After the creed, we remain standing for the two verses of God Bless Our Native Land, which is a prayer. This is prayer petitions. And then we continue with our prayers of Zion Lutheran Church. You'll notice that the first six petitions or so, there's a thanksgiving theme to it. It goes, let us give thanks to the Lord, thanks be to God. And then it switches over to more petitions at the very end with, let us pray to the Lord, Lord have mercy. Emphasizing that thanksgiving for these things. We confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We sing.
God bless our native land, firm may she ever stand through storm and night. When the wild tempest rave, ruler of wind and wave, do thou our country save by thy great might. So shall our prayers arise to God above the skies. On him we wait. Thou who art ever nigh, guarding with watchful eye,
Let us pray to the Lord with thanksgiving for all his blessings and with trust in his mercy to hear and answer us. For the richness of his creation and for his grace to sustain what he has made, for the bounty of resources that sustain our daily lives, and for the good fruit of the earth by which we and all creatures are fed and nourished, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For God's commandments that protect us against harm and guide us into all that is good and pleasing to the Lord. For the gospel by which we enjoy forgiveness and life. And for courage to share this blessed word with those who do not know the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the government and order in our land and in the world. For those who lead us in this nation and for all leaders of all nations, and for the blessings of justice, the protection of life, and the promotion of virtue, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For fellow citizens whose work and callings aid and help us, for emergency workers, firefighters, law enforcement, military personnel, chaplains, educators, designers and engineers, transportation workers, manufacturing workers, counselors, food producers and retail workers. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For our life together as God's people in this place, for the church throughout the world, for the missionaries planting new churches, and for our unity in doctrine and life, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For those who suffer illness of body or mind, for those who suffer at the loss of those they love, for those near death, and we remember especially Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Darlene, Pastor Shirey, and Pastor Berlin, and we give thanks for the healing of Pastor Rockwer's eye and his continued healing. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For thankful hearts, that we may not forget the poor and those in need, for generosity, that we may supply from our abundance those in want. And for the tithes and offerings we bring in gratitude for all God's gifts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our vocations and occupations, for the gift of labor and the privilege of enjoying the fruits of that labor, and for the unemployed and underemployed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray together. In all things, O Lord, grant to us grace not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, but to honor you above all, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. On our own, we have nothing that will endure, but you have granted to us all things in Christ, and the life that does not end. Hear your people for the sake of, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. With him, in whom, and through whom, all glory and glory is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen. We sing the closing hymn.
Come, ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All be safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. God, our Maker, doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home. All the world is God's own field, fruit unto his praise to yield, wheat and tares together sown, unto joy or sorrow. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take his harvest home. From his field shall in that day all offenses purge away. Give his angels charge at last, in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in his garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come to thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. There